From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Welcome again to the Straight Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Now, in this podcast, we are seeking to answer any question you might have about doctrine, faith, practice, Bible verses, and the like. Now, if you're watching this podcast from YouTube or maybe listening on your favorite podcast app, we would love to hear from you and interact with the sort of questions you might have for Pastor Richard. The easiest way to get a question to us is by leaving a comment below the video or by going to our website and submitting a question. Our website is straighttruth.net. Now, at that website, you can find links to all of our previous episodes as well as merchandise and contact information. With that, let's get to the question for this episode. Pastor, our question for this episode has to do with what should be the Christian's response to everything they see in the media these days. So what I mean is that if I wake up in the morning and I get to my office and I sit down and pull up a news cycle, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter or the Wall Street Journal, whatever it might be, I'm bombarded with every concern of everyone [S2] Yeah. [S1] Across the entire globe, not just what's happening here in Houston, Texas, not even what's just happening, let's say, in the evangelical church, but there are concerns in Minnesota. There's the pandemic over here. There's the riots over race over here. There's concerns in the Middle East. How should the Christian respond to all of these things? What hit them every day and really all day?
It's a great question, Josh. I think it's good for us to remember that the ways we're living right now weren't even possible 50 years ago, 40 years ago. I mean, I don't have the dates, you know, precisely in my mind, but whenever it was that we have the whole world in our hand in a smartphone. Prior to that, prior to the internet age where everyone is walking around with unending information streaming to them immediately, people didn't live like this. You got up in the morning and you were in your community and with your work to do and your family and your church. And it's not that you were careless with respect to the rest of the world, because we're taught to care about God's work in the world, pray for the advancement of the gospel and missions and all that. That's perfectly appropriate. But the idea that I'm meant to carry a world's full of troubles every moment of my life is not only something brand new, it is, I believe, absolutely counterproductive. And I think it explains a lot of the anxiety that you see in people in general, but even in God's people, is that we're trying to live lives we were never meant to live. It's sort of a false omniscience. You know, our God is omniscient, but we are not. And now we have sort of a technological omniscience. As you put very well, I know what's happening in this country, that state, this moment, that moment, flooding over here.
Yeah. I mean, individual level.
Level. So we were never meant to live lives like that. And so what I think we have to discipline ourselves to do is to live the lives that God has given us, to stay in our lane, so to speak, which is going to have to be intentional. It's almost like you have to choose now to avoid it. It used to be you have to choose to go get the information, but now it's almost like you have to choose to avoid it because it surrounds you. You walk into an airport and it's there. You just almost anywhere you go. But I think it would help us all to do more of that. And even when it comes to our ministry here, you know that this because we talk about this here. But we have enough to get our arms around shepherding this church. God hasn't called me and you and the other elders here to shepherd the world.
Right.
He's called us to shepherd this church. Right. And so that's where our focus has to be. One day when I stand before our Lord and have to give an account, Hebrews 13 makes clear that we will. Hebrews 13:17, for example. One day when I stand to give that account, it won't be for all the churches in America or all the churches all over the world. Richard, what did you do at Founders Baptist Church with your responsibilities, with the Word of God, with the sheep that were entrusted to your care? What did you do there? And I want to be able to say that I was faithful with that. And that means intentionally tuning out a lot of other things, to give my attention where it needs to be.
It's not only an awareness of all this that comes to us, but there is often, especially in a place of leadership like where you are in a church that seeks to have a positive, God-honoring influence in the community, there's often this expectation that you have to respond to the things that go around in the world.
Right.
Right. Like if something's happening between two nations and Palestine right now, if you haven't said something,
right,
then does that mean you passively are endorsing one side or another?
Yeah.
How are you determining this is what's essential for the church? This is what's essential for maybe me personally or for my family?
That's a great question. And I think that question is even raised about what we're doing right now, right? Straight Truth Podcast. We're putting out short bits of information about all sorts of topics. How do we view what we're doing here? And the way we view what we're doing here is twofold. Just we want to be edifying, just a general voice of edification for believers in a world full of information, just be a voice of edification and help with Scripture. But I can also say honestly, Josh, and I think you would echo this, we understand what we are and what we are not. We would direct people to their churches. Mm-hmm. We would direct people to their body of elders. Mm-hmm. We're providing some answers, but God has placed you in a local church, and you are to be submissive in that church context and thrive and grow in that church context. And we're jealous for that, meaning we're jealous to betroth people to Christ, which means betrothing them to the means that He's ordained for their well-being. We want to direct you to your churches, is what we want to do, if they're faithful churches. We want to direct you there, not to us, but there. So I think it's some of that expectation that we're supposed to comment on everything and speak to everything going on in the world really flows out of an overestimation of who we are and what we're meant to do. Mm-hmm. We know what we are here, you and I. We are elders, we are pastors in this local fellowship. And as a result, we have a job description that belongs to that. Mm-hmm. And we have other realms of life where we have responsibilities, father, grandfather, husband, friendships. In every realm, let's just strive to be faithful. So you're right. There is this expectation that whatever's happening in the world, we as believers have to comment on it or respond to it, or else we're passively saying something when we're not saying anything. Mm-hmm. I think that is an overestimation of our importance and a misunderstanding of our responsibility.
And then finally, you had mentioned earlier that you're not shepherd to the world.
Right.
You are a shepherd to this congregation and this location. What sort of responsibility do Christians have, let's just say, to weep with those who weep? Like, let's say there's been a crime that took place in, let's say, Washington State or whatever, and it's national news.
Right.
Do we weep with those who weep, or is that more directed towards who you shepherd?
That's another great question. Yeah. So whatever I'm aware of as a human being, a Christian human being, I don't have to necessarily strategize for it. It just happens. You feel sorrow when you see things that are sorrowful.
Yeah.
And that's right. Nothing wrong with that. But the weep with those who weep statement is in the context of local church fellowship. Mm-hmm. And interaction you would have with other believers between fellowship as you come in contact with them. It's not just a general response to anything happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's relational in nature. It's caring about people as you meet with them along the way, first and foremost in your own fellowship. But then if I meet a fellow believer in another church and they're hurting, I hurt with them and care for them. In fact, I think the result of misunderstanding that is that, and this is kind of scary, but we begin to give voice to emotions that we don't even really feel. You know, one of the most overused words right now that I see is heartbroken. I'm heartbroken.
Oh, yeah.
Are you really? I mean, is that just a word that you're using?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you heartbroken?
Yeah.
And sometimes, if the truth be known, they're not heartbroken.
Yeah.
It's just a word that we use to virtue signal, to say I'm a person who cares. So I'm going to use this word to let everybody know that, this really grieved me. I'm not grieved. I walk away from my tweet or whatever feeling just fine.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's dangerous. That's hypocritical. Yeah. That's a false kind of righteousness. Now, what we say should be genuine. It should reflect what we genuinely are experiencing. And first and foremost, it has to do with the relationships that are right here within arm's length of us. I find sometimes that we love at a distance at least, in our profession, we do it verbally much better than we love the people that are right up face to face with us. And so we would all do better, I think, to focus right there. Let me love the people who are in my life in a way that honors Jesus. And then as I come in contact with the rest of the world, let me reflect his character there.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of Straight Truth. Now, we'd love for you to share this episode with friends and family and to subscribe. The easiest way to do that is by going to our website, straighttruth.net, and there you will find links to all of our social media channels, like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Now, Straight Truth is listener-supported. If you'd like to find out ways to help us to continue to produce this podcast, again, you can find that at the website, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.